What are you doing? Then I'm just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Donald Trump.
I think it's fake news, but if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests, and I can tell you who is going to win.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says,
I left Texas and I left Florida and I left Louisiana and I went to Puerto Rico and I met with the president of the Virgin Islands.
Be Heil. Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump
face been hurt.
Donald Trump
says,
is appropriate and proportionate to measure and other measures taken by Iran. The Iranian people long to. And they just are longing to reclaim their country's proud history, prevent Iran from developing an internet. And this is so totally important.
Be Heil. Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says
authority and authoritarian powers through their lives and though their lives were cut short.
In STEM fields, where women have been truly underrepresented, really, I guess you could say underrepresented.
And very importantly, air traffic controllers will highly, and this will be highly valued. These are highly valued people. These are amazing people.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Trump.
It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write, and people should look into it.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
NBC News reported that you were frustrated with President Trump over the summer, and you called him a moron during a meeting at the Pentagon. Now, you've dismissed the question as petty, but This is literally one of the most important relationships in the world, the one between you and President Trump. Is it true? Did you call him a moron?
Jake, as I indicated earlier when I was asked about that, I'm not going to deal with that kind of petty stuff. I mean, this is a town that seems to relish gossip, rumor, innuendo, and they feed on it. They feed on one another in a very destructive way. I don't work that way. I don't deal that way. And I'm just not going to dignify the question. I call the president Mr. President. He and I have a very, very open, frank, and candid relationship. I see him often, speak to him nearly every day. I'm in the Oval Office a number of hours every week. We have a very open exchange of views on policy. At the end of the day, he makes decisions. I go out and do the best I can to execute those decisions successfully.
Ever since you called it petty, I've been thinking a lot about it because I'm a reflective guy and I understand the media makes mistakes and the media always could improve. But here's the thing. Either you didn't say it, in which case there are a whole bunch of administration officials telling the press and telling the president that you did, and that's a serious problem. Or you did say it, and look, you're a serious guy. For you to say something like that suggests a real frustration with the commander-in-chief. So when you don't answer the question, it makes people think that you probably did say it. But either way, whatever happened, it is serious. So can you please clear it up?
As I said, Jake, I'm not playing. These are the games of Washington. These are the destructive games of this town. They're not helpful to anyone. And so my position on it is, I'm not playing. I'm not playing. You want to make a game out of it? I'm not playing.
I'm not making a game out of it.
President Trump says, I think it's fake news, but if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests, and I can tell you who is going to win.
He's essentially challenging, you know, the Secretary of State to an intelligence duel.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
We come here today to the IQ Thunderdome for the Battle of the Wits. Tonight, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, versus the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, the tenacious Texan, versus the Manhattan moron. Two brains enter, one brain leaves.
Two brains enter, one brain leaves.
Question, what is the name of the invisible force that holds us to the earth? President Trump?
Frankly, people still don't know all of the facts.
No, we do know the facts we've known since the 1700s. Secretary Tillerson, your answer?
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that.
I wouldn't call it petty. It's the cornerstone of all physics. Back to you, President Trump.
When I make a statement, I like to be correct.
I don't blame you, but you haven't yet made one. Gentlemen, let's go over the rules. In order for us to assess your intelligence, you need to at least attempt to answer the question. Secretary Tillerson, your answer?
I have answered that question repeatedly.
No, no, you haven't. Please take a guess.
I do not, and I will not operate that way.
Both are morons! But more importantly, we're all screwed. Both are morons. We're all screwed.
We have the results of their IQ test right here. Tillerson scored a 120. It's above average. Not genius, but still pretty good. And we have Donald Trump's results right here. It's a drawing of a big truck that says MAGA. And there's Trump right there saying Hong Kong. And here's Rex Tillerson. But Trump calls him Rex Smellerson, okay? So it's a toss-up. We're not entirely sure.
Okay, so Secretary Tillerson did not call the president a moron. They were sharing a sundae, and the president asked if he wanted more sprinkles. And the secretary said moron.
I've got morons on my team.
Morons.
Hey! Hey! Everybody!
Everybody!
All around the world. Lessons from me, oh, doing the stupidity. Whoa, my mama, she says it's silly. My papa says you look like a fool. But baby, I don't mind. criticism because we're doing it every day in school. Come along with me. See how much fun it can be by watching me. Oh, baby, do the stupidity.
His report card is definitely going to say, has problems working and playing well with others.
Grade A moron.
Senator Corker, again, this is a Republican, said that because of Trump's careless Twitter eruptions, we could be heading toward World War III. All this time, we've been worried the next war would be caused by artificial intelligence. Turns out the real danger is natural stupidity.
You're a moron.
But be clear, the president has also made clear to me that he wants this solved diplomatically. He is not seeking to go to war.
So he doesn't think it's a waste of time.
But I, no, sir, he has made it clear to me to continue my diplomatic efforts, which we are, and we will, as I've told others, those diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb drops.
According to Politico, White House aides use delays and distraction to manage Trump. Chief of Staff John Kelly has tried to limit bad decisions by blocking information from the president's desk. And sometimes staffers would even distract him with a visual aid like charts on how farmers might feel about ending the North American Free Trade Agreement. And an executive of the Trump Organization explains that you either had to just convince him something better was his idea or ignore what he said to do and hoped he forgot about it the next day. Because, like a toddler, Trump lacks object permanence.
Moron.
And you're part of a league of morons.
I want to ask about Senator Bob Corker, who said something about you. And he was referring, he's a friend of yours. He has tremendous respect for you. He speaks highly of you all the time. He says that you're one of the best things about the cabinet. And he's dismayed. He thinks President Trump is constantly undermining you. This is a Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He said that the president has, quote, castrated you before the world stage. That's his word, not mine. What's your response to that?
Well, as I indicated earlier, Jake, I think this is an unconventional president. He uses unconventional communication tools. He uses unconventional techniques to motivate change. Again, I would say I am fully committed to his objectives. I agree with his objectives. I agree with what he's trying to do. How he wants to use his own skills tactically to push things toward change, I'm there to help him achieve those.
That's all you're a cattle, you have a cattle ranch. You don't want to say anything about the senator calling, suggesting you've been gelded before the world? That's not anything that bothers you?
I checked. I'm fully intact.
I did not expect that answer.
You're all morons!
Hey!
belong to. Hey, yeah, when do we leave? I don't know, but I'm not bringing a box of bananas.
Should I?
Yeah, I made some mistakes, but I'm going back to the track and on the road with a lot of gnomes. Well,
check, 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 check. He's on the tank,
tank,
he's on the
tank.
We see this spirit in the men and women who selfless as ever illy enlist, appropriate and proportionate to measure and other measures. Jobs they sacrifice every day for the furniture and future of their children's.
And to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never?
Yeah.
Mr. President, how are you? Mr. President.
I've written them personal letters. They've been sent or they're going out tonight, but they're written during the weekend. I will at some point during the period of time call the parents and the families, because I have done that traditionally. Yeah, I feel very, very badly about that. I always feel badly. It's the toughest calls I have to make are the calls where, this happens. Soldiers are killed. It's a very difficult thing. It gets to a point where, you know, you make four or five of them in one day. It's a very tough day. For me, that's by far the toughest. The traditional way, if you look at President Obama and other presidents, most of them didn't make calls. A lot of them didn't make calls. I like to call when it's appropriate. When I think I'm able to do it. They have made the ultimate sacrifice. So generally, I would say that I like to call. I'm going to be calling them. I want a little time to pass, but I'm going to be calling them. I have, as you know, since I've been president, I have. But in addition, I actually wrote letters individually to the soldiers we're talking about. They're going to be going out either today or tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. President. General.
Trump's comments about those who have lost loved ones in times of war and his lies that previous presidents Obama and Bush never contacted their families are so beyond the pale, I almost don't have the words. This man in the Oval Office is a soulless coward who thinks that he can only become large by belittling others. This has, of course, been a common practice of his, but to do it in this manner and to lie about how previous presidents responded to the deaths of soldiers is as low as it gets.
Thank you, people of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Donald Trump's campaign has been subpoenaed for records about the president's sexual harassment of women. Summer Zervos, a former contestant on The Apprentice last year, accused the president of kissing and groping her without her consent. He called the accusations lies, and Zervos sued for defamation. The subpoena comes as part of that defamation suit. The president was asked about the subpoena, and here was his response.
All I can say is it's totally fake news. It's just fake. It's fake.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
I stood up, and he came to me and started kissing me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. I walked away, and I sat down in a chair. He then grabbed my shoulder and began kissing me again very aggressively and placed his hand on my breast. I pulled back and walked to another part of the room. He put me in an embrace, and I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, "Come on, man, get real." He repeated my words back to me, "Get real," as he began thrusting his genitals.
That was Summer Zervos, a former Apprentice contestant last year. She, like a number of women, came forward in the wake of that Access Hollywood tape in which Donald Trump admitted sexually assaulting women. He called the allegations a lie, and she sued for defamation. Now, BuzzFeed is reporting that she has subpoenaed, quote, all documents from his campaign pertaining to any woman alleging that Donald J. Trump touched her inappropriately. The subpoena is still going through the courts, including an attempt by the president's lawyers to dismiss the lawsuit completely. Jessica, how serious is the legal threat here to the president and his campaign?
I mean, I think that's the $64,000 question. You know, the Trump campaign isn't until October 31st to file their response, and some point after that, there will be a decision about whether the suit goes forward. And that's, I think, the point at which we'll really find out whether this discovery is going to be turned over.
March of 2016, you said of the potential for a Donald Trump presidency, quote, I hope we will not face this evil. And I'm wondering if after spending time with the president, you have changed your mind or if you're of the same mind.
I wish I knew that before my speech.
Trump tweeted, fake news is at it again, this time trying to hurt one of the finest people I know, General John Kelly, by saying he will soon be fired. This story is totally made up by the dishonest media. The chief is doing a fantastic job for me and, more importantly, for the USA.
Trump was very upset by rumors that he was about to fire Kelly, even though there appeared to be no such reporting by the national media. Oh, my God, the fake news is coming from inside his head. Get out of there.
You are fake news.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
A report out today says that people close to the president say he is unstable, losing a step, and unraveling. So why is he unraveling? Well, he reportedly told his longtime personal security chief, I hate everyone in the White House. Months ago, former chief strategist Steve Bannon told Trump that the risk to his presidency wasn't impeachment, but the 25th Amendment, the provision by which a majority of the cabinet can vote to remove the president. But when Bannon mentioned the 25th Amendment, Trump said, what's that?
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth, for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems. This is as unpatriotic as an attachment to any other tired dogma of the past that Americans consigned to the ash heap of history.
You heard what he said yesterday, Senator McCain.
Yeah, well, I hear it, and people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice. But at some point I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
We'll be right back.
so many thanks to
Solomon Burke, the Fellows, Lady Gaga, Peter Serafinovich, Spike Jones, and Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Jake Tapper, Rex Tillerson, Stephen Colbert, Kate McKinnon, Alec Baldwin, Gene Wilder, Hugh Laurie, Malkovich, Nicole Wallace, Greg Popovich,
Chris
Hayes,
Rachel
McAdams,
Summer
Zervis, Roberts,
McCain.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.